vision. Your paradigm is about to shift at the intersection of fact and reason. You're entering Kingston Country.
I'm Dan Kingston, and you're listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast. There are multiple coronavirus strains. 800,000 people now are infected with coronavirus. It's spread across 179 countries, over 39,000 deaths worldwide. And scientists we know are tracking many different strains of coronavirus. There's not just one. There's many different strains. And we know this because they use these sequencing machines that are able to rapidly upload the virus's genome that's taken from sick patients. And then that's uploaded to a website called nextstrain.org. And from there, you can see all these multiple strains of coronavirus spreading all over the place, color-coded. It looks really scary. I mean, if you're looking at it, you're like, oh God, end of the world stuff. No, no, no. Takeaways from the research actually show that the guidelines of staying 6 feet apart and restaurant closures, theater closures, those mitigation efforts look to be slowing down the spread of the disease in many areas. So that's what we know. It's not like there's some scary thing. It helps us see that actually we're making progress against the virus. According to scientists, it appears that coronavirus mutates, COVID-19 mutates much lower than the influenza virus. That's good. Much slower, by the way. And you don't want high mutation. I guess when you have a high mutation rate, you don't really know. I mean, there's a chance it could mutate more deadly. So the fact that it mutates more slowly, that's good. Also, I'm not a scientist, but I'd imagine it's easier to create a vaccine for a virus that's mutating slowly, right? Also, according to scientists, because it's very virulent, I guess, infectious, easily spreads, that there's less pressure on it to evolve into a more deadly form. And so, look at the literature, listen to the scientists, don't just take my word for it, but I'm trying to relay what I've been reading to you. It looks like there is right now not high concern that it's going to mutate into a deadly version for a number of different reasons. So at least we can, take a breath of relief for that aspect. Now, I had a guest on the show, works in a hospital, and he said statistics don't really matter if you have a loved one on a ventilator or in an ICU or infected with coronavirus. So there's that. We don't want to be heartless about this. But the truth is that it does not look to be highly deadly. It does not have a very high mortality rate in the United States, at least. Italy is another story. Who the hell knows what's happening with their socialized medicine over there. But in the United States, it doesn't look like the mortality rate is that much higher than the seasonal flu, and we'll know more when we get more tests that show many people are asymptomatic, many people just got a little bit under the weather, maybe for a day or two, and had no idea that they could have possibly have a coronavirus. We're going to find out with antibody tests, et cetera, et cetera. People are going to say, oh shit, I didn't know I had coronavirus. I wonder when that happened. Maybe it was that time I felt a little bit ill for a day, right? Because most of the symptoms that people experience are going to be mild for most people, unless, you're one of the unlucky ones. Now, most people, I would argue, above age 30 have some kind of underlying medical condition, right? So I don't know if it brings much comfort when they constantly say, oh, don't worry, just people with underlying medical conditions. I'm over there kind of like, okay, isn't that most people over at least age 30, have something, some kind of underlying medical condition. But even then, the mortality rate is not that dire. I guess 15%, it looks like, end up having to go to a hospital. Again, that's scary, but not if that goes down from more testing, which everybody thinks when you get more testing, you see more of us have been exposed than we thought. And then all of a sudden you realize, okay, it's not that deadly. It's just kind of like another flu going around. And those estimates, we first saw millions could die. Millions in the United States will die because of coronavirus. And now we see that's been limited by a factor of 10. Looks like maybe 100,000 people might succumb to coronavirus. It could be more. We're in the early stages of this. It could also be less. I don't mean to make light of coronavirus because we are in a new normal We are not going back to how it was before. We just have to understand that. Face masks and thermal temperature reading devices, that's going to be the new normal. You're going to have those at the entrances to venues and, you know, movie theaters and this kind of thing. And you're going to have face masks distributed. What's a thermal temperature reading device, by the way? They have these in other parts of the world, in Israel, in Europe, in Asia, and it just scans the person's forehead, and they can tell them right away if you got a temperature without having to do a rectal, like you do for your vet. The vet comes over, they need to take a temperature of your pet and gives them the rectal temperature. That's just because your vet's too cheap to get the thermal temperature device that we all need to get. I think this country, we can afford it. If they're doing it all around the world, why don't we have it? There are American companies that develop and produce these devices. And so it's not like we have to order it from China. If we ordered it from China, I would say, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know if I trust what the Chinese are sending our way when it comes to thermal temperature reading devices or really anything. You know, going back, product after product, tainted, lead, in the children's toys and chemicals and animal toys and animal food, and they're poisoning our pets and they're poisoning our kids and then they're poisoning us, and then you have coronavirus. Okay, it's not like this is a one-time thing. How many times do we need to be fooled by the Chinese? So really, all those faulty, poisonous, deadly products that they've been sending us—it was really an accident every time. Was it an accident? Or did they just really not care so much about the safety of the American people? Maybe they just don't care about the safety of people at all because the government over there in China is ruled by money. That's all they answer to is money. It's not communism. Yeah, they pretend to their people that they're a communist government so that their people go along with it, right? Because people have been lied to think that communism is good and everybody can get everything equal and be happy. And the government tells their people that when in reality, the Chinese government has sold out to giant corporations in an incredible way. By the way, you know that AT&T has partnered with the giant Chinese company? And you know that AT&T owns CNN? So maybe that's why it seems to be CNN is the Chinese news network that can never say anything negative about China, but can only speak negative about our president of the United States. It's treasonous when you look and follow the money. And I encourage everybody to do that. Now, did you see the CBS footage that showed a crowded Italian hospital during a New York coronavirus report? Well, they've apologized for that mistake, is what they're calling it. But I think you and I both know it was no mistake. The only mistake was that they got caught. But they clearly used that footage of that crowded Italian hospital while they were covering a New York coronavirus report, making it look like it was more overrun than it really was. Now, there are hospitals in New York, especially Elmhurst Hospital in Brooklyn, I believe. You know, it serves a lot of, it serves the underserved, to put it as a euphemism. Very poor people. And they're overwhelming some of those hospitals there that are, they're hospitals of last resort, to be honest. I mean, if you have any means, you're not going to go to Elmhurst Hospital. That's what the people of New York say. So there's that. Now, does that mean, okay, we can just let all those poor people die? No, I'm totally for shifting resources and protecting, people that are in the hospital. You know, I would like to protect American citizens. I believe that's really important. I think going forward, we got to be really careful about who we let in this country. Because you can't have a whole bunch of sick, poor people from all over the world and not know, what they're bringing here. Are they going to be sucking up benefits and this kind of thing? You don't want that. And then you have a crisis and it's expounded upon when they all show up and overrun your hospitals, and you don't have enough resources to take care of American citizens. So I'm not really for, you know, having to show a Social Security card on at the ICU. But going forward, we're really going to have to rethink this if we're going to be able to find a new normal in combating these diseases. There's nothing stopping coronavirus or a new version, a new form of coronavirus, right? Because we know that COVID-19 is a coronavirus. So is SARS. So is MERS. These are all coronaviruses. I guess the influenza perhaps is a form of coronavirus. And there could be a new form of coronavirus in the future. Nothing is preventing that. We have nothing to stamp out viruses altogether, although one day humanity, I believe, will destroy and eliminate viruses altogether. But until that day happens, we have to outsmart the viruses. And we're going to have to outsmart this virus. We'll have to outsmart the next one. We can't go back. We can't go back. And I don't know, do you agree? Do you disagree that we have to go to a new normal? Or am I overhyping this? Maybe I've fallen a victim to the mainstream media sensationalism that is a fear-mongering. It's permeating. It makes people afraid. It's a kind of fear-mongering that's un-American and unhelpful. And frankly, it's doing a lot of damage to this country. And, you know, you had CNN was ridiculing everyone for not following the social distancing guidelines. You remember that? They're criticizing the president. They're criticizing everybody. You got to be 6 feet apart. You got to be 6 feet apart. And now it appears that they themselves fell short of those guidelines. You got Chris Cuomo, the CNN anchor, is tested positive for coronavirus. Other people in CNN have tested positive for coronavirus, by the way. Just, yeah, maybe they're not as high level as Chris Cuomo, so you didn't hear about it. But yeah, they are getting positives over there like crazy because they are hypocritical. They were ridiculing everybody, but they weren't following the policies themselves, and they've sickened people because of that. So my heart goes out to Chris Cuomo, although you have to ask the question, and I'm going to get a lot of heat for this. Maybe you're going to rebel against this, but if you were an anchor on CNN covering coronavirus, did you think it would help your ratings go up or down if one of your anchors got infected with coronavirus? I'm not saying that Chris Cuomo's lying. I'm not even saying that he doesn't have it. I'm saying, is it possible that a producer over at CNN infected him in order to get their numbers up? Or did CNN's lax guidelines, lax response to the presidential guidelines, did they not take it seriously while they were yelling at all of us to take it more seriously? They themselves, obviously, were not taking it seriously enough. So shame on CNN, the Chinese news network, for shouting hypocritically at us and not taking those same precautions. Do you believe that CNN should be disbanded because they are clearly designed to promote divisiveness in this country, and that's all they're doing? And they hold themselves up as a beacon of fact and journalistic integrity when, in actuality, they are spreading lies. They're partly owned by China. At least there's Chinese interests in their parent company that they never disclose, they never talk about, and yet they flatter China every chance they get and demonize this country. Should they be disbanded during a time of national crisis? I'll end on that question. Please let me know.
Kingston Country, you've been listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast.